Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ramka, and we are alive with you.
Ooh, we are. I love that, Sri. What a great way to say hello. And, you know, today it's all about authenticity and safety as we've gone through that first beautiful moon of January, halfway through to the second one in this month. So much to share. And, of course, we are live, and this is a big, big, big show. So if you want to join in, get on the lines. Go ahead and give us a buzz at 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I am not sure, guys. I think right before we went on the air, we were informed that we were full. But hold on to that, because as soon as we say hi and goodbye, it means a line opens. And wow, welcome, welcome, welcome. You know, I just, Sri, I'm kind of stunned. I'm almost tongue-tied, but I think we just need to talk right about it. We feel the energy for the month. We put the energy out, you know, the energy forecast out there every month. And of course, these shows are done ahead of time. And today's show was about how you can feel safe regardless of what's going on and what happens this morning.
What happens this morning in our friends in Hawaii.
Oh, goodness gracious. And we have so many beautiful friends in Hawaii. So this is live January 14th. This morning in Hawaii,
they received a statewide broadcast that a missile was on route.
That it was an incoming missile, but it was not a test to take cover, you know,
find shelter.
And it took 38 minutes for them to rescind this. And so, first and foremost, to all of you in Hawaii, we love you so much, and we are so grateful that you are here now, and our hearts go out around you. But honestly, could we not have had a more visceral, third dimensional example of why January is all about safety and anchoring safety through our authenticity?
And the safety we're talking about is the inner peace, the inner safety, the safety that informs your wisdom how to make good choices in the world.
Yes.
You know, there is a synergy between what's going on in the outer world and what's going on in your inner environment. But the thing is, most people spend more of their attention on the outer than the inner.
That's so true.
And so the outer world begins to take priority. And what happens when we give the outer third dimensional world priority, meaning your sacred intention is attention is so focused outwardly, well, when that happens, you become a victim of the outer.
Hmm.
And that's the natural consequence of depending too much on others and outer circumstances to assure your inner state.
You know, we just jumped right in, didn't we?
We just,
sorry guys, no warm up. This is just such a big, big week. And so let's talk about it, because truly, let's just take a moment. Let's take a breath. Let's all come together and go, yeah, we are here. We are ready. We are open. We are guided, you know,
and
we really are. And what we want to chat about is that as you are navigating, think about it. We are only 14 days into the new year, Sri.
Yes, we are.
We are only 14 days into the new year. How many of you, it feels like 14 months? I think my hand's up on that.
Well, it feels like a whole lot more than a couple of weeks.
It does. Time has just taken on an entirely new experience. And, you know, one of the things that I just want to share with you, kind of a little teaser, look this coming weekend, guys, if you're catching us live or you're catching us during the week of January 14th, this coming weekend, Sri and I are releasing our long-awaited video with all of the new ascension symptoms. And we're going to be talking a lot about the three-dimensional experience that people are living in right now. And I don't want to say too much more about that, but there is a lot happening. And next week, we will be talking more about it after we put out the video. So you want to hang in and look for that. So as you're moving through these 14 days, and as you're looking ahead, and as we see things that happened, what we need to understand is that everything, and I think that's a capital everything. I'm going to put the word everything in capital letters. everything is conspiring to assist all of us, every being on the planet, to either ascend with ease or dive back into density. And you guys know what I call this, pop or drop. It's pop, a pop or drop, or drop moment. It really is.
And sometimes when we're on the precipice of our greatest upliftment, mm-hmm. let alone the precipice of a great fear, it's that anticipation. It's that knees wiggling kind of moment.
No kidding.
Where we
shaking.
Say, where we have an opportunity to witness mm-hmm. the impact of all the stimuli upon us and to make our choice with commitment
yes.
and pop. Or drop.
Pop or drop. And everything is conspiring to do this. So let's just take a one step back kind of thing. And hopefully you've been with us since as long as you can remember and at least through the past several weeks as we've turned into this new year. Because, my angels, remember, we opened up the year of anchoring stability through this Shanti Bhakti Ananda energy. And so part of the reason that a lot of things, have you noticed that it's like everything in this moment seems to just be, I want to say, quote unquote, freaking out. But the reality is that what's happening is that we have a powerful moment at hand. We opened up this year with this very powerful energy in that first blue super moon, which was the second of three. And remember that Trinity closes the end of this month. Now, this month is all about finding your stability, your safety through your Shanti. And to do that is with authenticity. However, what it's all about at its, I wanted to start at the 3D, right? We're going to talk about the 3D. We're going to talk about the 5D and we're going to talk about the 7D because all of these dimensions have opened. And this is part of why people are feeling really out of balance or concerned or unstable. And so the key is that as we have opened up these portals, the third dimension has, the word that's coming out around us is jellified. It's like it's become this, like a piece of jello. You know, it's dense, but it's wobbly.
The analogy that comes forward for me is trying to walk through mud. It's not quite that heavy, but it is heavier than it used to be.
Yeah, it's jellified.
There's a friction. There's a sense of slow-mo. There's a sense of boy, oh boy, it's harder to do this than it used to be.
And it absolutely, just in a condensed 3D version, means that polarity is going to be peaking. Now, remember, 2018 is also, by the end of this year, and especially when history will gaze back at the period of time between 2015 and 2022, 2018 will be seen as almost an anomaly. It will be a year that will have had so much fascinating contrast, contradiction, polarity, reversals, remembrance, and so many things happening that it will be seen as being its own little entity. And from the ascended energy, the blessing of this year is it's the year that you will have the opportunity to really get stable, to really get safe, to really anchor that stability through Shanti, Bhakti, and Ananda. And so knowing that that's how the whole year is looking, it brings us right here to January. And in January, right now, it's all about the traditional root chakra, if you are living very deeply in the third dimension. And simultaneously, it's about the heart chakra to anchor stability of Shanti in the ascended dimension. So again, we have all of these, there's always two aspects to everything happening.
Well, it's important to understand that a sense of peace, true peace, means we've restored our orientation or alignment with the authentic energy of our legacy, our soul.
Yes.
And so when we bring our soul's peace, when we bring divine peace into the first chakra of the physical body, we are stabilizing our entire physicality with a sense of reassurance and connection to that which is infinite and eternal.
Oh, I love that.
So what better sense of peace than that?
Well, agreed. And the key is that this is the month, specifically in January, where that's going to be challenged. And remember, every time, it's so easy to philosophize, isn't it? It's easy to sit around with your friends and talk about things. It's easy to have a quote-unquote opinion. What is the sign of mastery is when you're being asked to live that. That's absolutely the authenticity. Mastery is authenticity. Authenticity is mastery.
And the chaos and the stimuli and the fearful things in the outer world are all there as triggers to help you really re-up on your choices, re-up on your practices, and discover that, yes, you can do this.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So there's a hidden gift in it all.
Even when you're terrified. You know, I want to go back several years ago. We were, as you guys know, Sheree and I have been on the air for a little over, 13 years now. And when we were living in Guatemala and doing this radio show, we had gone through a moment where there was a horrible, horrible tormenta or hurricane, as they call it, that came in. And within a 24-hour period, we literally survived a massive hurricane with massive flooding. There was an enormous sinkhole that opened up.
Yeah.
The volcano erupted.
Dumping all this ash into the wet.
And there was a horrific mudslide that wiped out the village that we were a part of. And you know, 22 people died that day. And for many weeks after that, a lot of you may be aware of this because we did a lot of fundraising. Our boat was the life-saving vehicle for this village in Guatemala. And eventually we were, through raising money, brought in water systems and got the schools resupplied and blankets and the people that were cold and new weaving equipment.
Yep.
But the reality is that because of our unshakable trust in the universe, even though we were navigating these events, we never had any doubt of our safety through those events. And it really felt like a miracle hand came around Tosala Laguna, our home where we were living, because where everything else was devastated, we literally had zero destruction, and it gave us the opportunity to fulfill our mission, which was to be of service to help with the restoration.
There was a hidden gift in that.
Absolutely.
That came forward, and that was as people were in great need and dire circumstances around us, we found ourselves connected to that deep divine peace and that trust in the divine. And we realized it just came forward so naturally. Well, we have a lot to share. We can help.
We do. And it was really fascinating because not only could we help, but it got to the point where because we were able to keep this village literally alive until the government could get there, the president of the country at that time, it was President Colom, actually met with one of our representatives and was grateful to us for being able to keep that afloat. And I think the reason that we're sharing this is, guys, no matter what you may be experiencing or having come forward in your life, if you have the authenticity, which is mastery, and the mastery, which is the authenticity, which then is this implicit trust in the universe and a dedication and commitment to the truth of who you are rather than the illusion of who you are always in the right place, you are always there at the right time, and you are always in that miracle presence.
Absolutely. Now, I want to pick up on something Kira shared a couple of minutes ago, and that is that the shanti, the peace, one of the reasons we're using the Sanskrit is that it connects us to the spiritual reality, not the worldly, ephemeral representation. So the spiritual reality is there is a deep and profound source of all life, a source of all peace, source of all understanding that permeates the world of experience.
So absolutely.
The visible world.
Yep.
Now you can connect with this source more easily through your own heart.
Yes.
And
yes.
So the first chakra in the traditional system is down in your pelvis, actually. It's like a foundation chakra. It is about safety. It's about knowing that, you know, I'm going to have my next meal. I do feel safe in the world. I belong to a family or friends or whatever sense of belonging. So that when all of those needs are met, our energy does not get stuck and we're able to lift.
And this is why last week we were talking a lot about the energy of January, and we introduced the mantra, and you might want to try this right now while Sri's sharing with you, because in order to stabilize the first chakra, this traditional first chakra, the mantra is, I deserve because I was born. Period. End of story. Know the truth of that.
That is firmament. That is saying, it's recognizing the fact that because I was allowed and
Absolutely.
Because I chose to
Yep.
take a human birth, Yep. I am an infinite being
Woo-hoo!
Having this crazy wild experience.
Yes, you are, baby.
And I'm reminding my physical body that, hey, I'm connected to an infinite source and all is well.
Yes, it is. Exclamation point.
And so as we send that energy into our root chakra, the physical body, it's important that the self-love is activated and that the trust is activated. Now, that's where we're back at the fourth chakra.
Woo!
That's where we bring a hand on our heart.
So, we're skipping all the way up, heart chakra.
And a hand on the heart, and we're breathing, and we're saying, we're affirming truth such as, in this moment, I trust myself.
Well, there's a big one.
It's absolutely
in this moment, I trust myself. Can you just do that? Because when you're doing that, what Sri's just teaching you now is how to ignite the ascended heart, which is the second root center. And so in January, here's the beauty of it. Yes, it's all about safety. So the first safety is third dimensional safety. You need a place to live and a place to eat and place to take care of the physical body. So that is first chakra safety. Can I feel safe in the planet? But when we ignite fourth chakra safety with that, then we're saying to our entire body, mind, and spirit, I got you. I know this. My soul is leading. The universe has got this. I am one with the universe. All is well.
And it's important to affirm these truths because, like it or not, your human psychology is a bit limited. You know, you're
aren't we all shocked?
that personality of yours has a history of having grown up as a child, of having been experiencing all kinds of pain and disempowerment,
Absolutely.
Limitations.
School.
So there's a whole legacy
Yeah.
of have not, shalt not, and behave.
Yeah.
and even though you may be all grown up and wise and wonderful at this moment, there's still some old software rattling around your subconscious that just is looking for an opportunity to take charge. And when we are able to affirm higher orders of truth, we dissolve the lower frequency distortions. This is the discernment to take in. Higher frequency truth is always healing, and it will supersede the coarser vibratory distruths or miscreations. So the more we can affirm what is our higher self and our higher truth, the easier it will be to have your worldly experience.
And to also trust. And this is where it comes down to, my angels. And we have so much to share today about what really is authenticity. How do you know? How can you evolve into that?
I have a certificate.
Yeah, he wrote authenticity on a piece of paper. And so we have so much to share about this because authenticity is a gift that only you can give yourself. And remember, we've already opened this up. Authenticity is mastery, and mastery is authenticity. Now, speaking of authenticity, speaking of safety and everything that we're doing today, of course, our lines are jammed. We have all these beautiful people holding right now. And we want to begin with our caller on line 3 because she happens to be from Hawaii, and we just feel an affinity to say hello to her first this morning. So let's welcome Jane from Hawaii.
Hello. Oh, I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for taking my call. What a blessing. And just felt called to call in today because had a little bit of a trigger yesterday morning here in Hawaii. And definitely feeling blessed. What an incredible gift that was. And a wake-up call to reset everything for me and my life, and truly to become more authentic. I feel I'm not being very authentic right now in my life, and You actually gave me a mini soul reading last year, January 1st, about my job, and my guides blessed me with a beautiful reading about it was time to move on and make my plan and work my plan, and I'll have a new job by June of last year. And I'm still in that job. And so yesterday, oh my gosh, it just triggered everything and made me realize, yes, I need to move forward with a plan. So if I could have a mini soul reading with any advice from my beautiful guides, that would be lovely.
Well, first and foremost, Jane, may I ask you a question? So I forgive us. Earlier in the show, we said that event was today. That tells you how much we don't get news. So it was yesterday. May I ask you,
yes,
when you received the, how did you receive the alert? Was it on your phone?
Yes, it was. And I actually was spared about the first 15 minutes. Because I heard the alarm go off in the other room, but I was enjoying my breakfast, and I made the assumption that it was actually an alert for a high surf warning that we were expecting. So I just ignored it and went about my morning routine for about 15 minutes, and then I went to get my phone to take my dog out for her walk, and that's when I saw the alert, and yes, it was, I couldn't believe what I was reading.
And so what did you, do you remember, and if you don't want to share, it's okay, but it is part of your reading. Do you remember what you felt in your body? Was it your body or your mind that first responded when you read the text?
It was very rapidly my mind and my body. My mind first thought, oh, it's actually happening. And then I actually, in my body, I felt kind of sick to my stomach.
Yeah, of course. And then what was the next thing you did?
The next thing I did is I gathered my thoughts and realized that when I realized the alert and was timestamped 8:07, and by the time I saw that, it was about 8:23, my first thought was, wait a second, the bomb would have already hit by now, because we have about 10 to 15 minutes from the time we would get an alert if it was coming from North Korea. So then I started thinking, okay, let's kind of research this. So I got online, and there was nothing available online at all. So I called a friend, a dear friend of mine here, and he was also questioning it, and we were thinking maybe the system had been hacked or something. So I was actually spared what the majority, I think, of the people here in Hawaii went through, which was really sheer panic. And just, my heart goes out to all of them. I've been reading the stories about, you know, what they experienced. And I'm just grateful that for me, I was spared those first minutes. But I really believe, even though I didn't kick in right away with the mantra or anything, I feel like following you guys and knowing you all for 12 years now, it's like in my cells already. Even though, you know, I feel definitely I need to re-up on my practices and all, I feel like it's just such a part of me and my soul already that it helped me, definitely.
Well, bless your heart, and thank you for knowing the truth of who you really are, because see, that's authenticity, my love. And thank you so much for sharing. I know for all of us listening, we just honor and respect your sharing so much. And as we mentioned at the top of the show today, our heart is just with everyone who went through that experience in Hawaii, and along with yourself and many others. You have been given a great gift, because what you've been given is the gift of recognizing that in one instant, or in however many minutes, you can wake up and see truth again. And it's what you do with it that will determine the outcome. And your guides are saying to you that as for your job, it's about not getting lazy in your commitment. And forgive me using that word. They're just saying that if you hold the energy of your absolute joy in your heart and you focus on that and take the steps for that, they're saying that things are going to shift for you so quickly that it will actually really blow your mind. And in some respects for you, what has happened over the weekend was a beautiful mini wake-up call and a extraordinary blessing and affirmation that you know you are here, you know you are ready, you know you are open, and you know you are guided. Now, step out your foot, then take the next step and keep going, Jane, because you've got a brilliant year ahead of you. All you need to do is stay in this energy and this momentum.
Thank you so much, and I'm not offended by that L word.
I need a little boot every once in a while.
Oh,
you're such a gift. Thank you. It flew out so fast because they were making me say it. I'm so sorry, but thank you for being so amazing.
No, don't apologize. I'm just laughing because they know me so well.
Well, I'm grateful they do and that you know them. And we love you, Jane. And just feel our arms around you, honey.
Aloha.
Aloha. Many blessings.
You know, wow. I'm just reminded to want to go back and kind of underscore the process, because having an alarm like an impending, you know, bomb's going to go off.
Missile alert, I believe, is what it said.
What a wonderful opportunity to become further aware of how your system is wired.
Well, and this is why we asked the question. This is why one of the questions we asked Jane was, when you're confronted, and this is whether or not you're getting it, I pray it will never be because you've got an alert that just came on your phone that says incoming missile, but when you're confronted with something that is kind of a shock, right? That is a shock to the system. It's really important if you can, and normally in real time, that's not gonna happen, but when you're at that other side of it, to pay attention, what came forward first, the mind, the body, or the spirit? And in her case, it was the mind, mm-hmm. right? And this is a very powerful, powerful way that we know. And I have to just go back to, because this is part of authenticity. Archangel Zadkiel, also many beautiful years ago, maybe it was even up to 15 years ago, because Sri and I are in our 15th year, guys, celebrating our 15th anniversary. So I remember when Zadkiel said to us, Sri, keep your eyes on the divine at all times. And the reason that is such a profoundly powerful, I mean, I have it, it's that one is etched in my brain,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Keep your eyes on the divine at all times. And the reason that is so powerful is because if we keep our eyes on the divine at all times, then our spirit is leading. And when we confront situations, and I go back to our Guatemala situation, which is the one that I think, given that we're in the context of the Hawaii episode, I think that's the most appropriate. During that episode, you and I, our eyes were on the divine at all times. And there was not even a moment where we were, is something going to happen to us? Or will we be able to make it out of this? I mean, we even got out of a very flooded area pretty miraculously.
Yes, and there was no doubt that at work in our consciousness. And the thing that the gift that it gave us, it was an opportunity to see that we were living what we had chosen to align with.
Authenticity, because it's easy to talk about it until you're in the middle of it.
Now, the gift of the alarm, the gift of whatever physical crisis,
right.
And we're, you know, this current one with the missile alert, is that it gives you an opportunity to practice.
Yes.
And you know, it's important to just step back from the picture for a moment and recognize your body is mortal. Your soul is immortal. And the two are cohabitating together.
Mm-hmm.
So what we know about authenticity is you always seek the highest level of truth.
Keep your eyes on the divine at all times.
And your soul is the gateway to that infinite source. And so when this alarm happens and the knee-jerk reaction of the body is...
And the alarm could be a letter that you weren't expecting. It could be an IRS audit. You don't know what it could be.
It could be a car accident,
exactly.
A bad storm, whatever it is.
Bad news about your health. You don't know.
The moment you get that, the body might have its reaction.
Yes.
However, the loving responsibility of your higher self is to offer reassurance, love, and wisdom to the... personality self.
Well, and you know, I gotta say, if I have to choose between who I'd rather listen to, the infinite soul that has eternal connections to eternal wisdom, or the body mind of this world that has a one world view, I'm gonna go with the universal stream
Absolutely.
Of wisdom.
I
just think that's kind of like a no brainer for me.
It is, and yet we need to know the difference in order to get the benefit.
Absolutely.
And so these crises, these world events, all of the caca going on out there.
It is a conspiracy, guys. guys, but it's a conspiracy to wake you up.
It's all there for, so you can cultivate discernment.
Woohoo!
So you can practice stepping out of the limited, disempowered point of view and stepping into your empowered authenticity, which will always guide you in the best possible way.
Start the band music. And really, that's, you know, it is, and guys, truly, you know, we are living in a profoundly extraordinary moment. And again, this coming weekend, look for, if you are not on our newsletter list, get on it. Go to shreeandkiraradio.com. You'll see right there, get the newsletter. Go to shreeandkira.com, get on the newsletter list. We will be sending out the announcement when we put out this new video. And we're also going to be on next week's radio show talking about the tri-dimensional experience and the opening of these energies that has manifested this extraordinary momentum. How many of you think these first 14 days of January have been like 14 months or 14 years? Time has gone into a space that words cannot describe. And it is through our Shanti, anchoring our Shanti, anchoring that root chakra, trusting the safety of our divine nature, and then igniting our ascended root chakra of the heart, that not only can you move through this moment, you will thrive through this moment. Now, we have a ton to share. We have full phone lines. And so we want you to just hang in there, get a pencil. We've got a lot to talk about, and we will be back right after this message.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process, and then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at shreeandkira.com. That's shreeandkira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We are indeed delighted that you are with us right now.
Oh, yes, indeed.
And we're exploring authenticity. We're exploring safety. And the one thing that I want to stress is that the concepts that we're talking about are foundationalized in the truth of knowing. You know, but oftentimes we have to kind of fake it until we make it in many ways in life, because we're bringing forward that which has not yet been proven to us in our own experience. You know, when we're learning a new skill, when we're learning how to perform new things, sometimes we have to really pretend in order to call it forward. And then we demonstrate the truth and we accept it as being valid for ourselves. And so when crises happen, of course you may have a knee-jerk reaction of panic and fear. Have mercy on yourself.
Absolutely.
That is the quote-unquote natural reaction. However, as you gain ever more experience in allowing your authenticity to lead your life, you come to a time where you get to choose. Am I going to flip into a fear-based reality, or am I going to lean into an abundance-based reality, an empowered reality? And those choices will be tested.
In every way, you know, it brings me to, I'm always quoting Archangel Zadkiel, but it brings me to another Zadkielism, so to speak, which was Zadkiel said, you never stop saying yes.
Exactly.
You never stop saying yes. You're listening to this show because you've said yes. You have said yes to be amazing. You have said yes to community. You have said yes to your ascended life, to really calling in and seeing the divine process unfold and the miracles that calls forward. And we celebrate you for that. However, you got to keep saying yes.
Yeah.
And one way you keep saying yes is listening and tuning into the show. But how else are you saying yes? This is the fundamental blessing of authenticity, because when we say yes, what we're really saying is, I take responsibility for my safety. I take responsibility for my joy. I take responsibility for my self-ascended presence, and I am grateful to do so.
Absolutely. And taking responsibility is recognizing that everything in your world of experience is in your domain.
Yes.
And sometimes our experiences, our personality is a little bit like an untrained puppy. It just keeps making some messes.
Oh, yes.
And we have to patiently and lovingly keep redirecting ourselves,
right,
until we achieve that which is true and nourishing.
Yes.
Now, I think it's time to say hello to some more callers.
Well, talking about true and nourishing.
Absolutely. So we're going to head to line 5, and we'll say hi to Casey from California.
Namaste, beloved angel. Welcome.
Namaste to both of you, Shri and Kira, and great to be back in the air in 2018.
Thank you. Nice to hear you.
Okay. I called you guys back in September. I remember it was September 10th of last year, 4 months ago. And Kira, you mentioned to me that, I shared with you how I had been keeping a journal of synchronicities and, signs and manifestations and all sorts of metaphysical experiences. And you mentioned to me that some of my guides came through and said that I had maybe 4 months of collecting more synchronicities and signs. And then I would have some sort of breakthrough or awakening that would put me in the capacity to teach others, or to just realize like a major goal or milestone in life. And I've continued to do the synchronicities daily and collected like so many pages in journals. In addition to that, I've been practicing like lots of meditation and hypnosis and lucid dreaming and all things in the metaphysical category. And I just like to have a soul reading or like an update, so to speak, based on where I've come 4 months later.
Well, thank you. Wow. I am honored that you would ask for the touch-in, because whoo, has your energy field expanded? I mean, I'm just, my eyes literally, as I gaze at your energy field, there's like an infinite energy around you. And it's like, it almost looks like the rings of Saturn. And as I connect with you even more, I'm like spinning right now. And here's the message that's coming into you. It is time to stop collecting new information and to start. They're saying it is time to focus. It is time to really, it's like, how do I describe this? They're showing me like you're in this tunnel, and as you gaze ahead in this tunnel, and there's this huge bright light in the tunnel, it keeps getting more refined. Like, so instead of the light being kind of misty, the more you look ahead, it gets more refined, and it's arriving at this one point. And they're saying, stop collecting the new, go back and read in its entirety that which you have. And as you do, narrow the focus. In other words, they're saying everything that you've needed to open the channels, you have touched. Now, focus, focus, focus. One meditation or one mantra or one, but read everything you've done like it's a book. And they're telling me weeks. They're telling me within the next 4 weeks, the resolution of this chapter will have already, they're showing me, it's cute, kind of turned the page and opened the next. And so it is. And thank you for the honor of connecting with you today, Angel. Really, many blessings.
Okay, it was my pleasure, and thank you so much for the information. Happy New Year, and I look forward to calling again soon with further details.
Yay! We look forward to hearing from you. We love you. Big hugs.
Okay, I love you too. Love you too. Namaste.
Namaste, Angel. How many of you were actually feeling? I mean, I'm really kind of sitting here recuperating from that.
Well, yeah, and there's like a gold mine being revealed. And the one thing
it's called our community. It is called the community of self-ascension. You want a gold mine, it's right here, right now.
It is. And the one thing I am reminded is that the whole idea of time is a little bit elastic.
I think that's an understatement. Oh, my goodness.
You know, time is meant to chart an energy. You know, it's from in terms of the ancient outer world concept, time was the sunrise and the sunset.
And it makes you feel safe.
Exactly.
Because this is an important conversation.
And, you know, and time was also the seasons.
Yep,
so
yep.
That's it for time is sunrise, sunset, and the changing seasons.
When to plant, when to harvest.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anything beyond that is an abstraction, an imposition, and an effort to compartmentalize and control flow.
Absolutely. And this is why it is important to recognize that part of feeling safe and part of your authenticity is to start acknowledging this multidimensional overlay that is happening to everyone on the planet. Now, I want you guys to really hear this. And again, a lot more about this in our next video coming out this weekend, a lot more starting with next week's show. But right now, having a time slip, as they speak, is becoming very, very common. Or being aware that you have been, what the word we're using to call all this is remembering. And we're really entering the time of the great remembering. Part of your authenticity is to not resist your great remembering. Part of your safety is to recognize that through your remembering, you are actually becoming more unified. Your presence is actually igniting. And there is a vast unification process that is happening on the planet right now. And again, this escalated starting with the new year. This was part of that boom, explosion of energy that came in. And this is part of why you've seen, look at how much has happened in 14 days. I am dizzy thinking of what's going to happen by the end of the month.
Absolutely. But we are all being given great gifts and opportunities to anchor in our capacity to know peace.
And to really relax into this multiple dimensional existence. And, you know, Sri, one of the things, I'm too excited not to talk about it. So I think I have to talk about it. Is that okay?
Let's go.
Okay, guys, forgive me. But just today, if you go to SriandKira.com, just right there on the homepage at the very top, you will see Between Dimensions, Living Ascended Mastery. Just today, we are so excited. We have confirmed, and everybody's been asking, when are you going to do this? Are you going to do this? We have confirmed July 1 through 5, okay? Right now, July 1 through 5, come join us here. Come to this right here. Come to Tosa Blue Mountain Sanctuary, where we are going to be teaching for the first time ever the unified, the living these lessons of unification as you call forward the unified presence of your soul with your body of form. Now, guys, this is a very exquisite moment because when you do that, it is that exquisite space where pain is forgotten and your dreams are remembered. And from there, the master arises and your creation begins. Now, what's so exciting is that this program actually is the unification of cosmic life regression, ascended numerology, and quantum clairvoyance. So part of that program, of course, is that you're going to be receiving all of these beautiful gifts while you're here, plus you'll be giving them. But when you put the three together, it really does unlock the master code.
We're at a time where every being is so much more available to open up the interdimensional knowing, the clairvoyant knowing, and ascended numerology really helps one understand the resources of your soul.
Yeah, that's really it, the codes.
And so this we were guided to really help people through these three disciplines, but they create a fourth. They create a brand new experience that is a transcendent, interdimensional science that we call a VESA quantum vision.
And we are so excited because this is the first time that we are offering this VESA quantum vision experience. And come join us. It's July 1 through 5. Talk about celebrating independence. Why not celebrate the independence of your life and your freedom and your authenticity? So anyway, just go to shrinkcare.com, right there on the homepage, click on it. It'll bring you to the events page. We have almost all the information up right now. There's enough there for you to get going and look for the rest of that information will be posted hopefully by tomorrow. So we're very, very excited. So again, authenticity is the opportunity to claim responsibility for your happiness, for your joy, for who you are, and to not run away from who you are. And you know, Sri, speaking about not running away and actually running too, we have all these amazing people
Let's say hi to more folks. We're running to line four. We're going to pick up the phone and say hi to Candace from Oregon.
Namaste, Candace. Welcome.
Hi, how's it going?
Angel. We're doing well.
Thanks for taking my call today.
We're grateful.
I just wanted to ask for a mini soul reading concerning my family and where my heart is. I just want to help them say yes to their authenticity. Because it's someplace that I know that, you know, I want to help them with, because I feel like you guys have helped me so much with my authenticity. I feel like I need to help get them to recognize theirs.
Well, you are such a beautiful being. First and foremost, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for being you. It's so beautiful because today when I gaze at you, you have the prettiest crown of these beautiful, like fresh flowers sitting on your head when I look at you energetically. And they're very, very pretty, really pretty colors like pinks and a little hints of blues and a little hints of purples, but and some white actually. Anyway, I'm just really enjoying it. And each one of these big flowers has like a little yellow flower between it. And anyway, very, very beautiful. So whenever I see this kind of floral energy, what they're saying is it's your time to blossom. It's your time to bloom. That the greatest gift you can give your family is to be the truth of who you are. They're saying your words are not going to do anything, only your actions. And that it will take about, they're saying 3 to 6 months of solid dedication. In other words, of this unwavering truth of who you are, just demonstrating it consistently. And by, if you do that, it's like they'll suddenly be like, oh, I want what you've got, you know, kind of thing. So thank you for wearing these flowers. And I think the reason they wanted me to give you such a detailed description of this crown is because whenever you might doubt yourself or whenever you might be outside of the loop or worried that you're outside the loop of authenticity, they're saying, close your eyes, see this crown, breathe up into it, and then bloom, bloom, bloom. It's a big year for you, by the way, and a lot of energy around the number six. So a lot going on for you, my angel. I'm so glad you called in. Many, many blessings, honey.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank Namaste. You, angel. Namaste. Namaste. Whew, you know, Sri, authenticity, safety, and the heart. You know, what a winning combination that is. And here we are in mid-January. So guys, remember, we're in the middle of the second and third supermoon. Remember, these were a trinity of supermoons.
Yeah.
And this is that final piece of the bridge. With the end of 2018 is the end of the bridge.
You know, once again, I look at the incredible gift that we're given.
Yeah.
The flow that we're in. And let's just pause for a moment. Take a breath.
Ooh, sigh.
And just notice, we are beginning a new year. We're claiming a new chapter, so to speak. And it began with this energy of the full moon of the first of the year and the opportunity to really be the joy that we were wanting to call in for the year.
Yes.
And now we're in this flow and we're needing to, or we're hoping you're wanting to, stabilize the truth of your being in a way that will support you for the rest of your experience.
Wow.
So to stabilize the truth of your being means we go right down to the root center of the human system, the first chakra, and we anchor peace. Okay, we anchor the peace of knowing that I am.
Now, I'm hearing people, Sri, I'm hearing them as you're doing that going, how do I do that? Remember, guys, I deserve because I was born.
Say it out loud and feel it in your body.
Say it until you know it. Say it until it's true. I deserve because I was born. I deserve because I was born. I deserve because I was born. You are a master, or you would not be on this master-filled planet at this moment in this time. We are at a moment, guys, where you are living in a three-dimensional experience. Now, I'm not talking about the third dimension. I'm talking about three dimensions at once, and this is new for everybody, and everybody's needing to learn how to navigate it. And what will get you through this year of anchoring, this anomaly year of 2018, inside that ascension portal of 2015 to 2022. What's going to get you through is right in front of you right now. It's your authenticity.
And your authenticity is the resource that will inform and soothe the bodies of limitation, the body of form, the beliefs of limitation.
So yes.
So we had that I deserve because I was born. When you bring a hand to your heart, let's put one hand on the center of your chest.
There it is.
Breathing in and out until you begin to really feel your heart opening.
Wow.
You can take the other hand and place it down near your root of the physical body. You can place it in the low back or wherever you feel like you can kind of radiate this into your foundational
area. I feel that already, Sri.
So you're creating a sacred circuit between your heart and your
root chakra.
And now, to affirm the truth, in this moment, I trust myself.
In this moment, I trust myself.
In this moment, I trust myself. And that circuit between the heart and your root chakra is now active. I love myself.
I love myself.
I am safe here.
Yes, you are.
And those are the ways in which we open up the circuit between the heart, the ascended heart, and we offer the healing energy to our root center of the physical form.
And that's how we ignite our authenticity and invite our soul to come forward, regardless of what is happening, regardless of what the world of illusion will try to throw your way. The reality is that you will always have a response from your body, your mind, and your spirit. Start paying attention to which one comes forward first, because that's the truth of where your consciousness is. And let it be the radiant blessing, the gift of awakening that will continually assist you to keep saying yes. Heather on line 3.
So let's say hi to Heather.
Hi, Sri and Kira. Namaste.
Namaste.
I wanted to ask if you would please give me a mini soul reading. I would appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and we so appreciate you. You know, Heather, I just want to share with you that I love that we were able to sneak you in right at the end of the show here, because you've got this energy right now that's just, it's cute. They keep using the phrase, giddy up and go. And I don't know why that's
well,
the phrase.
They
just keep saying, giddy up and go. And so that's your, it's like, okay. And I think that, like I said, I think that's why you were at the end of the show, because it's like, okay, just do it. Just go. Stop hesitating. Just say yes and get on your horse and ride. And that's what they want you to hear. And about all the time I would even have to hear, to share it. So thank you for being so available to have such a powerful, in short and perfect mini soul reading. Thank you, my love.
Thank you so much. Namaste.
Namaste, my love. We love you.
I gotta underscore it, because every reading is for every one of us.
Absolutely.
We are at the time of action. We are at the time of getting out of the shadows and saying yes to our authenticity, yes to our guidance, and yes, even if we can't quite see our way, we simply trust that we will be guided as we are in motion.
And with our authenticity leading the way, we are safe. And we are ever protected, and we will always be in the right place at the right time. And when that mind of density tries to come in and tell us that that's not true, we'll be able to raise our soul with a smile and a hug and love that voice that tries to take us off the path, knowing that we are safe to trust ourselves.
And beloved ones, until we have the joy of being with you live again next Sunday, may you breathe deeply, hand on your heart.
Woo!
And may you know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.